And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is working in the Tackle Star for their big sale today. Corey Sandin's sitting here in the world headquarters, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you today. The surface iron guru himself, Danny Wade, is here, and we're going to be talking some great fishing with Danny. And, of course, Corey and Danny go way back, and I'm sure they're going to have some good stories to tell for sure. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And
great to have you here, Corey.
Oh, man, this is one of those mornings I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Always, though.
Yeah. I was supposed to be in Montana right now, but and that's why you and Ricky were going to be here. But Ricky's got to work the Tackle Store. Montana trip got canceled because of 40-knot winds up there. Yeah, no thank you. So, I won't be spending 2 hours, spent several hours in an airport.
And Ricky had a huge sale, man.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Crazy,
yeah, they were so busy over there. And today it still continues till 6 p.m. tonight. So you want to go see Rock Cod Rick, go see him at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're probably going to hear from him later on. And I'll bet he's selling a lot of those JR DW1s, huh? Danny Wade?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Did you hear the deal they're offering?
No, I didn't.
So JRI stepped up there, buy two, get one free on jigs.
Which is crazy enough in its own, right?
Right. And that includes swim baits and stuff like that, like MC swim baits, right? Buy two, get one free. But JRI stepped up and said if you buy four, they're going to give you seven. So he's throwing in a bonus.
Whoa.
So you buy four DW1s, you get seven.
I should go buy my own.
Yeah, no kidding, man. So you design that DW1 with Danny Wade one, right?
Yeah. I have known Jerry for a little while just because of the fish and whatnot. And I think he kind of figured out who I was. And we were chatting back and forth. He was talking about wanting to make a new color or new colors. And I looked at him and said, why don't you make a jig? And he looked at me like, are you serious? I go, yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, none of this is, you know, you take a piece of aluminum that was a jig and you just start whittling on it until you finally get it to what you want it to do. And I presented it to him and he came, you know, he came down and we played with it on the bow of the Premier, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And I said, what do you think? He said, oh, well, let me file on a little more. I'll get a little better. And then I took it out fishing at the islands. And the first time I went, a buddy of mine, a guy named Dave Fusco, I went with his skiff. And we had 10 fish and I had 7.
And
I caught them on what became the DW1.
Imagine that, though. Wow. I mean, that's crazy.
And I said, you know, got a hold of Jerry, and I said, this thing works, man. And then we started putting in production.
And so what's so special? What is different about a DW1 from a Taddy 45 or a candy bar or something like that?
Handmade.
Yeah.
You know, nothing against anybody else, but most everything else is a die cast of one variety or another.
Mm-hmm.
These things are still done in sand. They're still hand ground. You know, it's
like
all
the original Taddy 45s.
Exactly.
They were all sand casted and sanded down, shaped and painted. And
yeah, I used to go up there with Bill, you know,
Taddy's
younger son of the two. Jim was the older, Bill was the younger. And he was a sharp cookie. You know?
And you're going back decades. I mean, going back 30 years.
Oh, yeah, and more, yeah.
So what's the difference between, explain, I mean, you guys are lure makers, so but explain it to a guy who's not a lure maker. What's the difference between a sand cast and a die cast?
Well, a sand cast is an impression put into a wet body of silicon sand.
Oh. So you're using the same positive, Pete, so you understand you're using the same positive every time to make the impression in the sand.
Right.
I see.
So,
and then the material, the metal, is then poured into...
They're typically, again, and everybody does it a little different, but typically you have a row of whatever jigs you're producing. And you impress that into the sand. You pour the aluminum in it, and it drains into everything as it cools. You cut it off and cut the little tree, you know, there's a little line, and you cut all that stuff off. And then you clean them up and sand them up and put holes in them and do all that kind of stuff. It's a longer process.
Sure.
That, but in a nutshell.
And everything, yeah.
You know, there are various ways to do it. Jerry's way of doing it is a little bit different, but it's still the same basic idea. You know, you're taking a positive, you're making a mold out of that positive. It's the same thing every time, just like you said. You know, back in the days, Taddy had a board that had 9 lures on it. It had 4 pointed nose 45s that had 5 blunt nose 45s.
Huh.
Every time you impress that thing, there's 9 jigs. 9, 9, 9, 9. Then you fill them up with anything.
Crazy.
Back,
and this sand cast stays permanent?
Well, the positive does. It's a board.
Okay, it's a board, yeah.
And then the sand, then you revamp the sand again.
You redo the sand again. I see.
Until eventually the sand wears out. It gets burned.
Mm-hmm. But your positives, Pete, so you understand, the positives stay that way forever.
Forever.
I mean,
yeah,
so if you've designed something that works, it's there forever.
You know, and then you had to clean them up, you know. And the guys that work on the sanders, which are basically just an upside-down belt sander,
mm-hmm.
you know, they grind off one side, they grind off the other. They grind either the top part and the back part. And then they clean off the edges, get that good sharp edge on it, and that good sharp edge has got a lot to do with it.
And so that's why each one is still, because they're handmade, is still going to vary, right?
They vary. They all vary.
Okay. So why do we need Danny Wade to go select this one's going to swim, this one's going to swim?
You know, that's just an eye I have developed over doing this for 50-some years, you know. And it was taught to me by a guy like Jim Darlin, the guy we were mentioning earlier.
Right.
Jim Darlin was a sharp, sharp fisherman. He was just
extremely
good.
Yeah.
And Bill Shimizu, same thing from him. Guy Yo Shibuya. I can name off dozens of people that influenced me. My own dad.
So what are you looking for?
It's
there's a lot to it.
It's a lot to it, yeah.
Yeah.
But there are subtleties, you know.
And I think a lot to remember, too, is that, like, every jig has its own personality. You can actually get the one you think that doesn't swim. You can actually get it to swim a little bit slower. It might be a Barracuda jig.
I had a Taddy 45 that was just a swimming
son of a gun.
Mother, if you will. And I couldn't catch a fish on it. I gave it to Ray Sobiak. He could not do anything but catch fish on it.
Really?
But I couldn't get a bite on it. And sometimes it's just that way, you know. The way I fish a lure, the way I do
each
this
individual
or that. Everybody's a little different, you know. Uh-huh. And for him, it worked.
Yeah.
And for me, I couldn't get a bite on it.
It's amazing with surface irons, the way some of those, speaking of yellowtail, of course, they work. Oh, my gosh. You're sitting next to somebody who's a really good fisherman, and they don't have a good swimming or a jig that's working, and you're just roping them, and it's in the same spot. It's amazing how that does make a difference.
Yeah. Well, and just on the opposite end of that, you can use that same jig on another day, and you can't get a bite on it.
Is that right?
Because you got to tweak it. Every day is a little different, you know.
Uh-huh. The current might be coming different. There might be a wind surface, distraction.
It's every day is a little different. The last time I was on here, we even touched on this, and it was a gentleman that called in, and it was to do with, well, do you have to have the greatest swimming jig? I said, no, you don't. You need to swim the jig. You need to make it work, and you need to put it in the right place.
On the conditions, like you
said. Based on the day, you know.
Yeah.
The trouble with jig fishermen today, and I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but the younger generation, because of the sonar style of fishing that's done today, these guys don't really get a chance to set on a hook.
It's completely different.
And it's night and day difference. And that's where you can tune your skills. That's where you start to understand current. You start to understand how to retrieve the lure under different
When you're on anchor.
When you're sitting on the anchor. And you all start to understand the relationship of the boat to the structure you're fishing.
Here's where this is going back. This is going back to the Ray Sobiak, Buzz on the Prowler.
Nick
on the New Loan.
Bob the Tafts, you know.
The Pacific Queen, Eddie.
McKeown, yeah.
So this is going back to that era where they knew, they had a very good clue on how to anchor up.
Yeah.
Where to anchor up, where the fish would be at a certain time. There is a complete art that I think has been lost, like Danny said, to even chumming. Like the art, you know, it's not grabbing a plastic bleach bottle and slinging them over the side, you know, 100 pieces. There's an art in a way to put in one or two, three.
Ones and twos.
Yes,
ones and twos.
And getting those fish and watching them climb up that line. And that's what Danny's laying out.
Yeah.
And it's all different now because when you go to Coronado Island, you can't anchor anymore, really, generally speaking, because of the sea lions, right?
Sea lions have been a problem since day one.
Oh, have they?
Since day one.
So you still anchor?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, my prime example, and I've said this before, take a look at that new Seaforth that's in La Jolla all by itself.
Yeah.
They set up a Northwest or the Half or wherever it may be. And when it's right, they put 60 of them on the boat.
Yeah.
There's a rookery.
On the anchor.
There's a rookery right out in front of there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, but the sonar thing is instead of waiting for them to come to you, let's go find them.
And that's why they don't anchor.
And it has its merit. I mean, it's obvious it has its merit. But it's still the jig fisherman doesn't get to learn all these other aspects that go into it.
What about the bait fisherman? I mean, at the anchor, does the bait fisherman have an advantage or a disadvantage?
You know, bait fishing and jig fishing aren't that far apart.
Yeah.
They really aren't. The guy pinning his bait on a number one hook or whatever size they're using, like fishing 25 pound, is looking for the best available swimming piece of bait that's in that handwell, and to present it in a manner to which it looks good to the fish and they bite it. The only difference is they're starting from the boat wanting it to go away. We are starting out there bringing it back, but we're using line and lures that will duplicate a similar aspect of the bait to end up, you know, ultimately getting the same objective, a bite.
Okay. All right. So you're still even like you say, sea lions have been a problem.
No, they always will.
Yeah.
Be.
You're still an anchor guy.
Why not?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, don't feed them. You know, if you're sitting anchored up somewhere and you hook 30 fish and you get 15 of them, well, the next round, you know, when that fish comes back by, you're going to hook another 30 fish and you're going to get 19 of them because they're getting a little full.
Yeah.
And the next time you're going to get 25 of them. And by the time you do that a few times, if you're patient enough, you got 50 of them.
And that's a good thing.
And that's going back. I mean, that's a score. I mean, that literally is a dog toy at the end of the day.
And again, I'm not trying to take anything from what anybody's doing. You know, these guys work their butts off.
Sure.
But what the passenger appreciates is it's line and water.
Right.
It's the passenger today and will always be, whether it be offshore or at the islands, sonying around. Well, we only fish for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, my line was only underwater for 5 minutes. That guy running the boat was fishing hard all day.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, whether you're with Taro, Book,
whatever,
or whoever you're with,
that's what the difference is, you know, being able to put a line in the water. And, you know, your passengers really appreciate it.
Yeah, I enjoy fishing on the anchor.
Right?
It's kind
of
fun, right?
It's truly like Danny's saying. It's kind of a lost art, and some of it due to the sea lions, you know what I mean? And skiff traffic and that kind of thing, too, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but now, conditions right now, a lot of yo-yo fish. That's more of a drift thing, right?
Time of the year, yeah. I mean, even yo-yo fish, we've done that on the anchor for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So 6X Junior became famous on North Island.
Yeah.
But the yo-yo fish, it's a time of year. You know, this early spring conditions are streaky or this or that at best, and that fish hugs the bottom. You know, you might sony it in a mid-depth, but as soon as you get on top of man, it just fires to the bottom.
It's almost traveling fish, right?
To an extent, it is.
Is it out just feeding, just going around? Yeah.
Well, it's like kind of, in my mind, it's kind of moving up the line, kind of coming in.
It's coming up the line, milling around, you know, looking for a home.
Yeah.
Like that fish you see at Colonnette could be at the islands in 48 hours.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
If it chooses to be.
Yeah, right. Like, if it wants to be.
I was reading Fish Dope this morning. There was a big score off of Ensenada. Yesterday, that fish could be at the islands today, right?
I could bet.
Could be, you know, if it's traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, that fish they had on the kelps here a couple of weeks ago, you know, who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about this. They swim easily at 7-8 miles an hour.
Okay, cruising, yeah.
Okay, and then put that into a 24-hour day.
Yeah, yeah, because they're moving.
Think about that. Yeah, how far?
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. So much to talk about with Mr. Danny Wade and a lot more, right?
I would just call it
and
knowledge.
And Corey Sandin.
Having Danny in studio.
I want to hear some of the old stories between you two, man.
Yeah.
Some of the good stuff.
You know what? Going back to the young years of my life, the teenage years, and working on the bait barge, and we're talking early 80s, mid-80s, and being able to leave the bait barge and hop on the Fisherman 3, it's kind of the first time that Tim Green had the boat, I think.
Tim Green had been around forever and ever and ever. He was out of the business for a while.
But he had taken over.
He bought the Fisherman 3 from Marty Springfield and company, And turned a not-so-great half-day boat into a very, very popular half-day boat.
Yes.
Tim's a good man.
And those are the stories that we have in front of us. Like, I would literally leave the bait barge.
He's like a historian.
Having Danny in studio is a treasure.
Yeah.
Trust me. And if you want to join us today, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. You can give us a shout. Check this out. We're giving away, I mean, if this doesn't fit having Danny in studio perfectly, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Talk about surface iron fishing.
Whether you're fishing with Booger, Ryan, or Matt on the boat there, or text us via the app. You can go straight to the app there. It's a free download. Send us a message. Pete and I get those messages. so darn popular. I mean, there's easily over 100 every time I'm in here, right? So text us via the show, or do you have something to say, Danny?
Speaking of the San Diego, first yellowtail I ever caught was on that boat in 1965 when I was 7 years old.
How about that?
I caught it on a 6X Junior.
You're kidding
1965, 7 years old.
Wow. So, again, some really, really fun stories ahead of us for the next 2 hours. Again, you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com. Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Good morning.
The stories between the breaks, right?
You're right. I know. It's so cool.
I mean, but hey, this guy just is like got just knowledge. It's unstoppable.
It's crazy. But hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time. Danny Wade in studio. And again, a couple open lines. You want to join us, 213-432-1090. Or again, text us via the app. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego today.
Now, John Christensen from Point Loma Seafood just upped the ante.
Oh, come on.
So he's going to throw in a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafood.
Hey.
Right here next to the San Diego and the Point Loma.
Mr. C.
And so, thanks, Mr. C. Appreciate that very
much.
He's
the man.
Yeah. So while here, Danny Wade was on, and he knew that we, you know, we'd likely be giving away a trip on the San Diego or the Liberty, and we're giving away so it's going to be, you can eat well at Point Loma Seafoods and then go on your trip or vice versa.
My favorite thing in Point Loma Seafoods, and it's the simplest thing in the world, just fish sandwich sloppy.
No,
there it is.
Good stuff.
That's just been
mine by far. The squid sandwich, very similar. One's just fish, one squid.
Yeah. Simple.
Love it.
Crab
simple.
Sandwich for me.
For you, yeah.
Crab. Yeah, I love that. Dungeness crab sandwich.
How about every time I go in there, I can't believe their case. I mean, just all that fresh food. Hey, how do they get wild king salmon? That's what I want to
Alaskan
know.
King,
right?
Salmon. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yellow.
Too. We had a couple weeks ago. It's good.
And the wild shrimp we've talked about.
Oh yeah, no,
that's
all good.
A whole different level.
So, yeah, a little bonus there. $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods, as well as a full-day trip on the San Diego
and then,
for one lucky caller or a texter.
Yeah, so what we'll do at the end of the show is choose a texter, choose a caller, and then we'll have Danny flip the coin, and one of those will win.
Yeah, well, without further ado, let's jump into those phones,
Corey.
Let's do
it, Pete. How about Doug? Doug in Montebello. Good morning and welcome. Let's talk hookup, Doug.
Yeah, what's more, your own information, a bit of color or the action of a jig that makes one better than the other?
Action, without a doubt.
Period.
Yeah. I don't care what color it is.
It's the action.
Yeah. I've got jigs that are pink and purple and orange and green and just polka dots. You know, it doesn't matter. If you go back and look at surface iron in its infancy, putters, candy bars, things of that nature, they were aluminum, and that's all they were aluminum. They had no paint on them.
They didn't even come painted.
They weren't painted at all until, and again, this is a story from the Mannings way back when. But, you know, we're not selling as many lures as we used to, you know. And his son said, well, let's paint some. So they painted them white. So now you got your three aluminum jigs, or four, whatever it is, and now you got to have three or four white ones. And then came a blue stripe. And the rest is history.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So when, about what year did that happen? I mean,
I'm going to guess it was probably in the late or early 60s. You know, that was just a story I heard from Bob Manning.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is
cool. And it makes sense, you know. I mean, tinkerers, I mean, that's what all these guys were anyway. They were just, you know, they're always playing around. They were all knew each other, all these lure makers, they all knew each other.
So my question in this whole color scheme thing is, when in the world did that caterpillar yellow
that
for bass?
That started on a sea spray with Chuck Taff.
Okay.
And we were fishing on at the islands, and we were having trouble getting bites on much of anything. So Vince Bertelschofer, his captain at the time, went down into the engine room and painted a jig caterpillar yellow. Caterpillar engines, caterpillar yellow, just doing it, you know. And the Barracuda climbed all over. I mean, just climbed all over. So maybe there was a color thing dealing with that.
And that's kind of a scrambled egg now?
No.
The caterpillar yellow.
Tractor, yeah. It's that paint.
Yeah, yeah, that color.
That color is a bassy as heck color.
So I
Calcos love it, right?
Yeah. I started back when Tim had it, first years or two, Tim had the Fisherman 3. Bass have always been a yellowy, green, browny kind of relating thing because they do have more sophisticated cones and rods than other fish traditionally. And I started fishing caterpillar yellow, and the bass were just jumping on it. I mean, just absolutely annihilating it.
Interesting.
And it took probably 3 or 4 years for us to kind of figure it out. JD was on the bait tank, and in the bait, they made bait somewhere close to the kelp because there was lots of those kelp fish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're getting it now?
A bright golden, yeah.
So
JD
is taking the kelp fish and putting them in a corner hand well. Tim looks at that thing, I don't know, think a bass will bite it, pins it on, hits the water, boom.
Really?
I took the caterpillar yellow jig, I stuck it in the hand well, I was like, bingo, there it is.
How crazy is
that? How about
that? Right? I mean, so all those guys today, including myself, that look at that jig as a bassy jig. I mean, that's where it...
That's one of the few times that color in my fishing... The only time color comes into my surface iron fishing is calico bass.
Calico bass.
Oh, okay.
Not so much yellow, but calico bass.
Calico bass, yeah. Bill Shimizu, the whole bleeding soldier or whatever they call it.
That beautiful army green with the red tail.
Right. That I started using that thing down here. Bill Shimizu, Taddy Lures, gave me some. He said, I've been fishing this stuff up around Point Vincenni up there, and the bass get on it. In the little deeper, rockier water, bull kelpie kind of places. And he says, you know, see what happens down here. I was with Tim on a Fisherman 3, and yeah. We're fishing out the lower end of the DO and around that bull kelp, and that bass is flipping around, but it don't want to bite, you know. Every surface iron, yeah, they chase it around, but they don't really. Sure. You catch one here, you get one there. And something clicked. And I said, well, that's where we are, you know. So I tied the thing on. I had 21 bass that morning.
How crazy is
wow.
that? Yeah.
That's what
I love these stories.
Yeah. So, Corey, relating that to an MC swim bait, what color is caterpillar
honestly,
yellow?
I have made that exact color.
That
it's
color.
Just a bright yellow.
And
it,
eat it?
Let me tell you, I've made it in the slug. They do. They eat it very well.
Yeah.
But I have been absolutely schooled by a very good friend of mine, Kevin. It was on the qualifier skiff trips, and I got absolutely my rear handed to me. I can't fish that color, just too bright, but he was schooling me with that darn thing, mm-hmm. and it does, it works. But I make it in weedless baits, too, in a very bright yellow color yeah. in it, with a black tail.
With a black tail.
Well, yeah,
okay,
yeah, senior, yeah. Senoritas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great.
I mean, I have a certain amount. I got a couple of stingers that are caterpillar yellow.
Oh, okay.
And I,
another JRI jig.
Yeah. And I have put a black tail on one of them.
Oh.
They bite it.
Very nice.
They bite it.
Well, hey, great text here. It's a good morning. Great show. This is from Scott Nelson Gundo. And don't forget reminding you that be sure to include your name and your phone number when you send us a text. So we can include you in this great prize we're giving away today, too. He says, I'm trying to decide what reel and what rod I've got. A GG6480 and a GG90J CalStar rods. And love them both. The reels I have are Trinidad 20A and a Tranx 500. I've been switching them around. What reel would you put on what rod and why?
I would put I would fish a 90J over the 6480.
Okay.
And he had what, a Tranx?
He had a Tranx 500 and a Trinidad 20A.
I would use the Trinidad 20.
Trinidad 20.
I am not a low profile guy.
Okay.
If it works for you,
you're
so
a traditional guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that 90J with the
Trinidad 20. It's more of a traditional long rod, shall we say. 6480s can be a little cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better yo-yo rod than it is surface iron.
Yeah, okay.
But the 90J and the Trinidad 20 would be my way of doing it.
Mono, or are you going to put ParaPro?
I already know this answer.
Mono.
Mono.
Yeah.
What pound test?
40 pound.
40 pound.
Yeah.
40
yeah.
pound mono.
You know, for like Rick, you know, he fishes up there at La Jolla quite a bit, and he's getting right in that bull kelp. He fishes Tranx and, you know, and braid of whatever variety
yeah.
and a short little top shot. But he's right up in that bull kelp.
In the kelp.
On your own little tip, you know, whatever you want to do is up to you on one of these rigs.
On a sport boat.
On a sport boat. Mono, guys will sit there and fish with their braid, and half the time they throw their lure off or
yeah. Tangles
again, and then they're using it on something like a 400 Lexa, and they got no fishing line left, you know. And mono's the way to go.
Right.
That's where you get your distance from. That's where you get your control from.
Boy, it's good stuff, huh?
Go ask Booger. Go ask Matt. Go ask Taro, Anibal, Alec, Steve P. Every one of these guys that work on these boats for fishing mono.
Fishing mono.
There's a reason for it.
And you mentioned several reasons why the mono, but it also helps the bite. It helps you keep the fish on. It's very forgiving.
Yeah, and it's got elasticity to it. I mean, I fish a tight drag. And the rod absorbs everything, the longer rod. And so the fish really doesn't stand a chance, but they don't fall off.
Oh, okay.
You can keep them hooked a lot easier.
You can't you don't pull the hook as much.
Right.
You're not going to.
Yeah.
Rarely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you have some stretch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pete, he mentioned something too that in my mind was a game changer in surface iron fishing, and it was the Trinidad 20.
Yeah.
And it still is like
anything of that. Yeah. Any of those reels, you know.
But before
something
that,
a star drag reel.
Star drag
Caswell.
Is the way to go. Yeah, that's what casts well. Yeah. To be honest, I've caught more yellowtail on a Jigmaster 500 than I have any reel I've ever caught. But I used it for
decades.
30 years. Right.
But the difference between that pin and the Trinidad 20, you could literally straight wind a 15, 18-pound yellow.
The drag systems are so
the power. Well, the drag, but the gearing. The gearing allowed you to come tight but keep following through and keep the fish coming. The pin would eventually lock up, and then you would have to lift the rod tip.
Try and tighten the drag even more.
The thing that jig fishermen have today, and I use that term, jig fishermen, is most of them don't understand that, especially with the gear ratios on reels today, which are more 6-to-1 or so, that they need to slow these things down. Surface irons are meant to be, again, they were designed fishing on a Jigmaster.
Which is what?
4-to-1.
Yeah.
So you need to.
So when you're at 6-to-1,
you got to compensate. Slower down. You got to compensate.
Yeah.
It's not about the yo-yo fishing is a little more speedy kind of thing. Surface iron fishing is about finesse.
Yeah. All right. Really good.
And making that fish want to bite.
Yeah.
You can have the greatest swimming lure ever made in the world. If you're not turning the handle the right way at the right time, you still don't get a bite.
Yeah.
So crazy. Such good information. You know what's crazy too, Pete, is, and Danny, I mean, surface iron fishing is like a cult thing, but it's
very
like,
much so.
It's only in the Bight of California, Oxnard San Diego.
Yeah. The majority of it is. You know, it stretches to Benitas and Cedros there, but the majority of it is. Yeah.
But Danny, it's the fishermen that extend it there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hey, Roy Rose.
Right, right.
Freshwater muskie fishing. Like you could take the technique and fish stripers on the East Coast.
Oh sure.
Largemouth and striper in the lake.
Sure.
Muskie, as Roy had mentioned before.
I've caught stripers up at whatever that lake
Pyramid
is.
Or
somewhere up there.
Yeah.
About DVL? Bluefin tuna, man? I mean, how many surface iron bluefin tuna have there been over the last few years?
Everything eats it. I caught sailfish on it.
Sailfish?
Yeah.
Hey,
by
dog,
accident.
How about the tropics with dogtooth and
dogtooth snapper?
Right?
Yeah,
sure.
Cabarrus,
but it is. It's a surface iron fishing, I look at the guys I know surface iron fishing like they're cousins. You may not see them for a year, but you see them as, hey, what's going on? And you pick right up where you left off.
From a year ago.
And you just continue on your day, and maybe you fish for a couple of days, and you come back, and you may not see the guy again for a year, you know. And you just pick up where you left off. It's just like having cousins, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I love this stuff.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Rick.
Let's do it,
Corey.
It's all good. No, it's all good, Pete. You're used to having Rick next to you.
Yeah.
And Rick's got that huge sale.
Oh, the
man,
big sale. Oh, I'm sure we'll hear from him.
Let's jump into it with Daniel. Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Daniel.
How are you? I have a question. When you casting your jig, do you point your rod at the jig, or you kind of lift up your rod? Then does that change the action of the jig?
Really good one.
Good question.
When you're casting your jig, first of all, it's kind of like throwing a baseball or a football or shooting a basketball. You got to follow through. So you make your cast, and you know you got to roll your wrist to where your hand lays down, so the reel turns sideways. And you point at what you're trying to cast at. And then as you wind your jig in, the farther away from the boat you are, you're going to go a little bit faster. And as you come closer to the boat and the spool starts to fill, you're going to slow your jig down to compensate for that. And you're going to lower your jig, your rod tip closer to the water so it stays in the water. Especially fishing from a sport fishing boat, because they're higher up off the water than your traditional skiffer or something of that nature. So I'm hoping that's what you were referring to anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure that's pretty much it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Love this show. I love fishing the surface iron. And there's nothing better than watching a good bite on the surface. But the question I have is other than the lure itself, what would you say is the most important part of fishing on a surface iron? What's the most? Is it gear? Is it technique? What is it?
Technique. The guy turning the handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, I'll say this till the day I die. If you have the greatest surface iron ever made, if you don't turn the handle properly under the conditions of that day or that hour or whatever it is, you still do not get a bite. You have to make that lure presentable to the fish you're fishing for. There will be days where they will want it slower or faster or whatever it may be, and you got to compensate that and learn how to read that.
So when you're
every day is a little different.
When you're fishing and you're not getting bit, are you changing the speed?
Yeah.
What else are you changing?
I might even add wire.
Okay. Single strand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
44-pound single strand.
Oh.
Not to 45s. They work fine the way they are, but candy bars.
Candy bar.
Baby 5Xs.
Okay.
It allows you to take especially if the current's a little slack, it allows you to take a lure and still get that swimming action, but to slow it down. When the current is less, the fish are less aggressive.
Oh.
You got to fish a little bit slower.
How much wire?
2 feet, 2.5 feet,
yeah.
Somewhere in there.
So it's outside the rod tip.
Yeah. And again, this was a story from Taddy, and Taddy had a sense of humor. I never did figure out which one, but wire has a sound. Monofilament has a sound. Wire has a different sound.
Interesting.
Whatever, it's like playing a guitar, you know.
Right.
Guitars have, you know, metal strings and nylon strings.
And we're all aware that sound travels underwater
faster than it does above.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So there, in there somewhere, there's some validity to that.
Interesting.
And I carry wire with me religiously. And if I'm fishing a candy bar or a baby 5X, nine times out of ten, you'll see wire.
How fast can you rig up a section of wire?
About the same way as the guy ties a sandy.
Really? That quick?
Yeah. I've been doing it for so long. You know,
yeah.
To me, it's second nature. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, cool. Scott, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call.
I've got a great text. Okay. And text us via the app, and we'll read them just like Corey in Escondido did. And he says, okay, good morning. I've been waiting for Danny Wade to be on the show for weeks. I've been frustrated with throwing surface iron for years, and my casts are okay, but I never feel like I get it quite right. I don't feel like I've ever found the right jig stick. What is a recommendation for a jig stick and help a frustrated jig tosser move to the next level and become a happy jig slinger? I'm mostly concerned about inshore castability and not a stick with super backbone for offshore tuna. Thanks.
What I've been fishing with here lately for the last, say, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or so is the baby Alua skinny butt.
Okay.
How long?
10 foot.
10 foot.
Yeah. Not the heaviest rod in the world, you know. I'm not one. I don't really care to use something like an Alua, a straight Alua. First of all, putting a reel on them is tough. And they're clubs. You know, let's face it, they're clubs. You want something that's got some elasticity into it. I mean, again, I know I fish Harnells at time, and I go back to those Harnells. You stand flat-footed, you push the rod through its cast, and eventually the jig catches up. And that's where it's got memory. Or you know, like graphite rods and stuff, they have no memory. So, you know, you got to work at it. But with fiberglass rods and a little bit lighter action, 690 is a good little rod for somebody that's, you know, kind of getting into it.
I mean, what you're trying to describe is the way you load up a rod and you're able to get...
If the rod doesn't bend, it doesn't
It's not going to work with you.
So you like a full glass rod rather than a graphite and glass composite.
Yes,
that's
you. Yes, yes.
You think that throws the jig a little better.
Far better.
Far better.
Far
okay.
better.
And what about a reel?
Whatever you choose to use. Whatever you like to use. I use a Star Drag. I fish those accurate 500 turns.
Okay.
Interesting.
Basically, it's a Trinidad 20.
It is. Uh-huh. Okay. I like it.
Same size. You know, same deal, just different company, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever works for you. I mean, all of those reels go back to the conversion of the Jigmaster to a 99.
Isn't that crazy? It is crazy. Hey, nothing beats a Trinidad 20, though. The gearing, oh, my Lord.
Yeah, find whatever you're comfortable with. And practice, practice, practice.
There it is. Yep. All right.
You have to press. If you don't put the time in, you're not going
to go down to the park and throw it.
You know, Tiger Woods didn't become a great golfer because he went fishing.
That's
We played golf twice. He did it all the time.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk a couple more with Danny Wade. I can't believe we got this guy in studio. We're going to be right back, and let's talk hook up on the Mightier 1090.
Are you passionate
ESPN
about fishing
radio
and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long, no downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
You know, what a perfect time to talk about Shimano reels and rods. And I got to tell you, we talked about Trinidad A already, Trinidad A 20, the ultimate surface iron.
Revolutionized.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, Corey,
yes,
I love fishing the Tranx 500 on a surface iron.
Well, it just gets the job done,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But if you're fishing mono, go for the Trinidad 20, you know. But if you're fishing like Danny was saying, you're fishing tight to the kelp, fishing that bull kelp where your fish is going to get in it, maybe consider spooling up a Trinidad, a Tranx 500 with Power Pro and then short top shot, and you got a kelp cutter rig.
One of the things I'll never forget is Ricky landing a nearly 200-pound bluefin on that Tranx 500.
Yeah.
So not only the kelp, but for that offshore popper and surface iron fishing, too.
Absolutely. But Trinidad 20A, Tranx 500, you can't go wrong either way when you're throwing that surface iron. Match it with the right rod for you.
The Trinidad 20 revolutionized, in my mind,
that's your fishing.
It is, for
yeah.
sure.
All right. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're having so much fun in studio.
My gosh.
Such a good time having Danny Wade, surface iron extraordinaire in studio. And if you want to join us, the lines are full, but you do have your chance to win a full-day trip on the San Diego, fishing with Matt or fishing with Ryan out of Seaforth there. For one lucky caller at 213-432-1090 or one lucky texter, only via the app, you can text us. And we've already had a couple, and there's a grip of them left.
We got a lot of them left.
Yeah,
for sure.
Good times.
Well, time to find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Yes. Check out the new Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. I'm sure you can get some down at Ricky's shop right now.
Buy two, get one free.
Oh, my gosh.
Fisherman's Landing Tackle today.
That's craziness. Including the size 2 and 4, perfect for the finicky tuna out there right now. from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus or the Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle look is key. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and the confidence you're getting the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks now and get them at your local tackle shop. And Mr. Brian Woolley online, how you doing? Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you gentlemen doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
You're good. All good, man. All good. You know, another good week up here locally, and the hot bite's been over at Kilmeny for our guys. But, you know, we moved through another pretty good week. Our half-day scene right now, we're continuing to see just small incremental signs of improvement are, you know, all you can ask for this time of year. Our water temps that we fished this week were like 61 degrees, and that was enough to kind of perk some of the surface action up. We did see some fly line bass action as a result of that water a few days. We had some sunshine on it on the live sardine. Now, don't get me wrong. It's, you know, finesse style fly line sardine fishing. It's not, you know, not every bait that hits the water is going to get you a bite, but the guys that are savvy at it certainly were catching some nice bass on the surface. But a majority of the catch right now on the half-day stuff are coming off the sinker setup. So some nice sand bass on the sliding egg sinker deals for the guys, and then the guys that are bringing the shrimp are catching some nice sheephead and things like that. So that's kind of the half-day scene right now. On our three-quarter days right now, we're out still fishing that cod in the deeper water. That did improve a little bit for us this week with the reprieve from that heavy downhill current that was just moving a ton of water down the coast. So some mixed rockfish and sculpin has kind of been the mainstay on those trips. Other fish like that whitefish definitely in the mix as well. Not much to report on the bass fishing on the inside sector there along Camp Pendleton this week as the boats with that reprieve from the current, you know, they decided to stay out deep in that water on their trips. And then like I was saying over at Kilmeny, gosh, Marcus on the Fury just continued to keep the ball rolling over there on the rockfish. Excellent fishing there with the exception of one day when the current got the best of him over there. But, you know, 3-4 drifts kind of a deal and they're done on their rockfish for their guys. Very nice quality on that stuff. Big ocean whitefish kind of in the mix as well. More bonito for the surface action when they're on the anchor in the shallows over there fishing bass. I will tell you that there hasn't been much sign of that yellowtail, and certainly there wasn't any in their counts, but they just that squid scene over there kind of changed a little bit, so they haven't had that opportunity to get on any of that yellowtail. So it's kind of been a cat-and-mouse game with that stuff, those schools of fish over there right now. So I'm sure in a matter of time they'll you know, track that stuff down or find the little area squid and be able to, you know, get their bait. And then that's kind of focus on those areas as well on their trip. So that's kind of it for us in our week. Just like I said, slow incremental increase, you know, in water temp and condition changes have been, you know, noticed. So we'll see how that plays out this week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, call the landing, make those reservations. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Or you can link us there through Let's Talk Hookup. Right there at letstalkhookup.com on the link, or check us out at danwharf.com.
Hey, you know, it is early April. We have to remind us, April 3rd, right? It's still early. So every day it's just going to get better and better and better. And we've heard how that bluefin turned on. That
holy cow,
light switch came on, right? Clemente's going to turn on. Catalina's going to turn on. The coast is going to turn on. It's just every day is better and better, right?
That's all we can hope for. Like I said, just small little improvements, you know, and just kind of capitalize on those. And, you know, we'll be there soon enough.
Yeah. Danny?
61-degree water up and down the coast here. That's when it changes.
It's a magic number.
That's a magic number.
No doubt.
Steve Lasley told me that. He says, watch for 61. When it hits 61, then you want to have your game on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Captain Woolley, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you guys next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time, guys. Talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks very much. While we wait for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, of course, we have our surface iron guru here, and then we have Gundy. Of course, we got a lot of good gurus,
right? I like it.
Yeah, I have a great text from Ted, and he says, "Thanks for having a surface iron master on. How does one identify a surface iron that swims well if the jigs are behind the counter and one receives the closest off the rack? By the way, great sale on JRI at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Got 7 for $70, including 2 JRI 6 yo-yos.
Oh man."
How about that, huh?
Well, you know, if you're going to have to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
You know, get acquainted with your local tackle shop, wherever it may be, whoever it may be, and ask, you know, especially, and try and go in when it's not crazily busy.
That's what I was just going to say.
And maybe, is there any way I can look at that row of jigs?
Yeah, just the whole thing.
Like, give me, like, let me see the whole row of jigs.
Right. But you know, there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
Like at Fisherman's Landing today, wouldn't that be a good time to do that?
Yeah. But here's my opinion. Like you work at Tackle Store, right?
Yeah.
At H&M.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I mean, if you're any good Tackle Store person that doesn't want to cooperate and let you look at those jigs, I'd go to the other store. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. I agree with you. But, hey, Pete, I've got a really funny story for you and for the listeners about Danny Wade. And this is going back 30-plus years. We're going back 35 years when you were at H&M.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's still at H&M.
Well, but this is going back to that era. And I could tell you, he had every surface iron down in the dock. I busted him more than a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. He was down there swimming every single jig, and he had the 6 put aside and the 60 over there that went back on the wall. And I can tell you.
That's called a fringe benefit.
Yeah, that's it. Well, hey, what do you think the guys at Fisherman's do? You know, the guys you see them out there swimming jigs, and yeah, it happens, right?
I mean,
you can look at a jig. But But the only real way is to really see it swim.
Well, yeah, nothing's positive until it gets wet.
Yeah.
Until it gets wet. But, you know, over at our shop over there, we just come on back. They look, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Okay. Just hang them back up.
So you work at H&M. If somebody comes over there, you'll help them pick a jig out?
I don't get carried away because, you know, I'll end up doing that all night.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I'll give you some, you know, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I think today's jigs, like the JRIs with Danny's name on it.
The DW1.
Yeah. So you could probably, like back in that era, you could take a dozen 45s, and maybe you'd be lucky if one of them swam the way you wanted it, right? But today you could take a dozen JRIs, and half of them are going to swim. Eight out of the 12 are going to swim to some capacity.
To a capacity.
Yeah.
Again, you got to learn how to use them.
Yes.
Know? I mean, it's whatever lure it may be. You got to learn how to use it. You fish a 45 differently than you fish a 7X. You fish a 7X differently than you fish a DW1. You fish everything different than you fish an A1, and so on and so on.
So now Taddy makes it also makes a pointed surface iron and a rounded.
Well, there used to be. They're all kind of.
Are they all the same
kind
now?
Of blunt anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all blunt. Okay.
Now, again, you know that.
But
old
it depends pattern, on the shape, right?
Well, yeah, it's all about shape.
Yeah.
You know, the water is deflected off of one side, then deflected off the other. Thus, it goes back and forth, and simple to make it simple anyway.
And but, you said you like the sharpness edge, the sharper edge,
which are the hips on the jig.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been talking about the tip, right?
Yeah.
The blunt or sharp tip,
yeah.
But the hips.
But even just, you know, where the flat and the round come together,
right?
The crispness of that edge, the water flows over it better.
There's so much to
versus,
this.
Wow.
Versus being rounded.
Right.
There certainly is a lot to it.
There is. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup more with Danny Wade when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.